Those interested in municipal goings-on are encouraged to tune in to the live-streamed Vignini's Coach's Corner at 6 p.m. tonight. The 40-minute event is being hosted and moderated by Ward 2 Cown. Michael Vignini and will be held on his namesake Facebook page. I've had a lot of people come out to me and say, how do we get heard? How do we get our voices out there? Or, how do I get clarity on things? He said, adding that these concerns were exacerbated by the COVID-19 pandemic tearing people away from social gatherings. Tonight's event will feature at least 5 of the city's elected officials, including Vignini, Ward 1 Cown. Mark Signoretti, Ward 3 Cown. Jerry Montpelier, Ward 11 Cown. Bill LeDuc and Ward 4 Cown. Jeff McCausland. Vignini said he has invited everyone on City Council, including Mayor Brian Bigger, to attend and that more might sign on by the time the event begins. The live stream is intended as a town hall-style meeting and not a debate, he said, adding that he hopes to see the city's elected officials power through as many questions from the public during its 40 minutes as possible. Questions can be submitted by emailing michael.vignini@greatersudbury.ca. Rounding out the conversation will be select members of the public, including Tom Price of the Grassroots Our Towns Our City Institute organization, which is most notably opposed to the Kingsway Entertainment District. Price is also an advisor for Vignini. Montpelier said he isn't sure what's going to come up tonight, but that he hopes to bring up the city's 2022 budget, which he did not support due to cuts in services, and the Valley East Twin Pad multi-purpose sports complex. He doesn't support the complex due to it eating up forest and the requirement that 4 existing ice pads close by the time it opens. For Signoretti, tonight's meeting is all about accessibility. It's more of a broad discussion of some of the concerns, he said, adding that it's important to attend, just so we're accessible to our constituents, especially during the pandemic. Getting out into the community has been a challenge in recent months, but Signoretti said he has been striving to take part in local initiatives as much as possible to hear what people have to say. I've been trying to get out and be more visible in the community and be more visible for the area I'm representing, he said. If there is uptake on this, it might be more of a regular event. Vignini affirmed that his goal is for this to be the first in a series of live-streamed events. It's basically just a place for constituents to ask questions about what they've heard, or rumors, and there's always 3 sides to every story and we're just trying to bring it to the forefront, he said, adding that as soon as COVID protocols allow he would like to take it out into various neighborhoods. Vignini's Coach's Corner is named after the Coach's Corner segment of Hockey Night in Canada that was hosted by Don Cherry. Although Vignini said Cherry is his fashion icon, the tone of the night won't be as abrasive as Cherry's, and unlike Cherry's controversial assertion that immigrants do not wear poppies, it's intended to carry an inclusive atmosphere. If the event pans out as expected, Vignini said future events will feature other prominent members of the community alongside the city's elected officials. Tyler Clark covers City Hall and political affairs for Sudbury.com.